are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Rich State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, February the 7th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 if you'd like to give us a call on anything. And we are streaming live at KCNR 1460, and the chat room is up. Just go on to find us and then click on the show and then just join the chat room. And as Angel and Indy and Sun Gold and... gosh, let me see, a few others here have joined. We're also streaming live video, which is kind of scary this early in the morning, so you can see what we look like. Just go to livestream.com and hit Free Fire Radio and listen to I'm sure it's a very cute 20-second commercial for somebody, and then you get to watch us for the rest of this morning. Joined by...
good morning.
Bad Bob.
And good morning to you both.
You're looking much more rested today, Bad Bob.
Yeah, it was another day to recover from the weekend and getting back into the groove and all that. And y'all are looking pretty good this morning. So
we're perky.
Yes. A little rain outside. Be careful on the roads. And
absolutely. The forecast looks for... well, hi.
Hello. I didn't get a chance to introduce you. I was going to say perky, and you have your hat on. And
good morning.
Looking really good here.
Well, you know, I've got my hat.
Look good.
It is hair day. And anyway, so I love wearing baseball caps anyway. I have a huge collection of them. In fact, this is a one from a very good friend of mine that gave it to me for my birthday. It's from it's a Brighton hat from Dandelion.
Oh.
So there you go.
It's not a real baseball hat, though.
No, it's kind of more of a fashion cap.
It's kind of like a tanker hat.
What's a tanker hat?
It's a hat wearing tanks for underneath your helmet.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then I guess it's a tanker hat today, except for it's over my helmet. 70% chance of rain today. We're going to get to be about 54. You know, it's currently 46 degrees downtown. And, of course, tonight looks like we're going to the showers are going to decrease. And tomorrow we have a beautiful sunny day. And the rest of the week, the forecast looks like we've got no rain. So enjoy that today. This day in history, in case you're wondering, I know that Bob mentioned something about Charles Dickens. That was a birthday?
200th birthday.
Fabulous. On this day in history, we should know that. According to my 440 International, we read about what happened this day in history. Pianist, bandleader, and writer of 1,000 songs, James Hubert Blake, was born on this day in 1883 in Baltimore, Maryland. Better known to his music aficionados the world over as UB Blake, learned his trade from a W. Wilson, piano teacher of New York's black music teachers and entertainers in the 1920s. We heard yesterday that this is Black History Month, and this is very appropriate for, to cherish those people who did wonderful things as well. By the time UB was 16, he was entertaining in cafes in Baltimore and writing songs like Charleston. Vaudeville was his stage in 1950 when he teamed with Noble Sissel. They had a hit song, It's All Your Fault, and produced the musical Shufflin' Along. Its hit songs were composed by UB, Love Will Find a Way, and I'm Just Wild About Harry, which later became the theme song for the 1948 U.S. presidential election campaign for Harry S. Truman. Great stories, huh?
It is. Hey, you know, before we get into the rest of our show...
speaking of music, before we go to Market Minute, let's not forget about the Singing Valentines. And we're going to bring that up here until every day because the Northern Gateway Chorus of the Sweet Adelines were here yesterday. And we want to let you know they're going to book up fast. So we want to make sure that you get in your reservation. Be creative. Do something that's off the wall. Somebody may be having lunch. Somebody may be fixing a car, or somebody may, you know, somebody that you love. How about a neighbor that may be a widowed person? How about somebody who's going through a tough time, or just your lover? So call 246-SING to make a reservation. That's 246-SING, and have the Sweet Adelines sing. The four girls that came here yesterday, they were fabulous, and they'll go anywhere in the greater Reading area. Well, right now, let's do go to our Market Minute, and let's go to Chris Lasondak. Welcome. What's going on with Wells Fargo's Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 46 points at 12,798. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 1337, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 15 points at 2886. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 121 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is down a nickel at $7.92. Sprint Nextel up a penny at $2.47. Pfizer off 12 cents at $20.83, while Coca-Cola is up 62 cents at $68.65. Of local interest, PG&E down a nickel at $41.10. Safeway's down 26 cents at $21.44. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.85. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.95%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 27 cents a barrel at $96.64. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up $5.90 an ounce at $17.25.10. While silver's down 15 cents at $33.45. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Watching us kissing. Hey, we do that. Did we get the part about the kissing?
Busted.
Okay. No, you know, because we're on the...
today's okay. A good day.
Thank you. He exited so much. Fast
thank,
on me.
Yeah, thank thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Market Minute at... That's 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, and again in the afternoon. The advisors from Wells Fargo are out there on Park Marina Drive. They do great work. In fact, they've got some things to give away. They have two free pamphlets here, 2012 Economic and Market Outlook and Finding Today's Tax Breaks. Just give them a call over there at 530-243-7561. Okay, we're going to take a break. And, yeah, the kissing part is because if you're watching us, you can see what's going on during all these little things in the in there. And it was just giving her a little good morning
peck,
kiss.
And we were talking about singing Valentine's. Anyway, we laughed.
We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, 7:14 in the morning, February the 7th. Looks like it's 46 degrees out there. And the, what, it's not?
Yeah. No, it is. I'm just looking at you.
Well, you looked at me with terror in your eyes. I thought, well, what is it? What is it, 48, and I'm just giving the wrong...
No, I know you've got a rant. We have guests in the other room,
coming.
And we have a lot to cover this morning.
Can I start then?
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Here's a bunch of things that are happening. One, the Syrian embassy closed, and they're pulling all the Americans out of there. That's a prelude to something else. Okay, let's talk about what happens. Hey, Bad Bob, you're in line, sure. And somebody cuts in. Does that make you upset?
Yeah, depending on the circumstances, they may find it irritating, but if they're that, you know, if you're not going to educate it.
You're at McDonald's and somebody pulls in front of you in the drive-through lane. They just pull in front of you and they just cut you off. And so the people at McDonald's said, "Hey, we're not going to wait on you. Just go. You're going to have to wait your time."
Oh.
Well, the woman starts screaming and yelling and refuses to move her car. The police get called. She gets tased, drug out of the car, tased again. Frankly, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think line cutters and people that don't wait at stop signs should be stopped, pulled out of their cars, and tased.
Well, they shouldn't be called on their, rudeness.
Rude.
Anyway, yes.
Rude.
As they say, an armed society is a polite society.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty good. Okay, Clint Eastwood ad. We talked about it yesterday. Hey, America, we're at halftime. Well, of course, you know, they come up and say, oh, this was a love fest for Obama. I didn't take it like that. You know, I guess you could look at it, but Clint Eastwood, what he said was, America, we're at the half. You know, we're at the halftime. We can come back. We can get up off the ground. We can push and be a success. And that's the way I took it. I took it just like that. Yeah, it was Chrysler that and the Dodge was the guys that paid for this. But it wasn't, you know, if you know anything about Clint Eastwood, he is not a big supporter of Obama. So it wasn't an Obama love fest. Big thing, the feds have rejected the Medi-Cal co-pays that the state wanted people to pay some money for their health care. You know, $3 for a prescription, $5 for a doctor visit or dental visits, and $50 for emergency room visits. The feds say, no, you can't do that. You can't charge people. And one of the spokesmen against this said that, you know, some of these people living on Social Security have 5 or 6 prescriptions. They're living from hand to mouth. That this will cause them undue harm and health problems. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking that it seems like any type of payment, there's going to be people screaming about it. I understand that there's people on assistance and all these things, but it still has to be paid for. So who pays for it? Bob pays for it. I pay for it. You pay for it, probably. The thing is, should people be forced to pay anything for their health care? Why can they do something like, you know, hey, before you go off to college, we take we look at how much money you're making, and this is, you know, you can get a scholarship based on this. I mean, can they do this, or is that just another level of bureaucracy that it's going to cost us more than we save on that? It seems like people should be able to pay something for their health care. Maybe there's a big, like a tip jar there. You know, they say, okay, I can pay you like $4 here. There's $4. So at least they have some skin in the game. You know, I mean, we pay. In fact, I'm not going to use the example of what happened yesterday because I'm calling on it, but it was quite a surprise. With TRICARE, and so I've got to check on that one. But trust, you know, people go, oh, you have free health care. No, we don't have free health care in the military. That when you retire, you pay for it. You pay a percentage of it, and it's getting more and more each time because it's an easy target, veterans. Okay, two other things that I think are big. And it's been in the news, and I've kind of ignored it, but it's getting bigger now. Three Marines out of Hawaii are in trouble for hazing another Marine that committed suicide. Let's talk about this for a second. The three Marines, the sergeant is going up in front of a court-martial because he ordered the Marine that eventually caused that killed himself, ordered him to dig a fighting position, a foxhole, if you will. The other two Marines, two Lance Corporals, where one's going into Article 32. That's kind of like an investigation before they figure out if they want to give him a court martial or not. And the other one's having non-judicial punishment, which means that his company commander can say, "Okay, you shouldn't have done that. It's going to cost you $50. It's going to cost you $100." Or he goes, "You know what? There's nothing here," and he turns him loose. And what was this for? What was this hazing about? They were in Afghanistan. They were in a combat zone. And the Marine that eventually killed himself kept falling asleep on watch. It had been reported. The sergeant says, look, take care of it and your peers. So did they take baseball bats and beat this guy? No. Did they stick him with bayonets? No. Did they set him on fire? No. What they did was they made him exercise. They made him exercise to get him to stay awake on watch, because if one person goes to sleep on watch, everybody can be killed. This is a combat zone. So did they, like I said, did they beat him unmercifully? Did they say things to him? I'm sure they did. The point is, this guy would kept falling asleep. Now, the question is why wasn't something else done there? But the Lance Corporals tried to handle it themselves, as did the sergeant. You know what? This is what you're taught to do. You handle it at the lowest level. And if you can fix it, then it doesn't need to go on and get on the guy's record. But then he kills himself. And one of his aunts, I think it's his aunt, is a congresswoman from California, who was there at the hearings. Oh, do you think this had anything to do with it? I cannot believe that the Marine Corps is going to roll on this. But then again, you can't tell sometimes. But here's my question is this. What do you do? This guy, you know, maybe at some point he should have been reported. Are we saying at this point that you don't take care of it anymore at the lowest level, that Marines can't take care of, they can't take care of those problems themselves? Look, you're falling asleep. You can get us killed. You can get us killed. Don't you understand this? Well, obviously he didn't, because he did it consistently. So two Lance Corporals exercised him, and a sergeant told him to build a fighting position because he thought it would keep him awake. Got to take a break here. Carl Lindebot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater. naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Currently 46 degrees. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:24 in the morning here with Carla Lindabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair. Oh boy, you can repair your windshield up to 24 inches. Go to Jeff Wurst, owner of Redding Crack Master.
Up to 24 inches. What?
Up to 24 inches
of crack.
Yeah, okay. Long. That's a long crack. Anyway, if you have crack in your windshield, go see Jeff, and he'll tell you whether he can replace it. Or if you need to have it replaced, but most he can fix it. He's fixed ours a couple times. Something happened in the.
Did you give a phone number? 241.
Go. You tell the number.
I'm just playing with you, honey. The number is 241-8373. Crackmaster.
Okay.
From Market Street.
Do you know that by heart?
Well, I thought I did until right then. Until you said, well, what is it?
Okay, exactly. And we're talking about Crackmaster, and that's on 273, so go check him out. And he's a great guy, so honest, and really does a lot to support the veterans as well. Something I wanted to bring to your attention here that I saw this morning, which is really cool. Remember how we had the 11 theaters down in Anderson that closed? Well, they're opened now under Valley 11 Cinemas. And on Thursday night, make sure you listen to On the Spot with Lindabot. Then at midnight, if you can pull an all-nighter like that, there is a special midnight showing of dun, 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 Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D. I don't know, Bob. You're a Star Wars fan.
I'm a movie aficionado, yes.
I can see you there.
This is going to be, and this is yet another re-edit from George Lucas's studio that with some extra stuff put in to kind of enhance the effects. But I'm gonna have to go check it out. I think I've lost track of the number of times I've seen the movie, but it's one of those ones that you can do that with.
Do you watch all the Star Wars? Are the newer ones better than the older ones?
The older ones are far superior in terms of production value.
That's what I thought.
I agree.
The effects on the new ones, top notch. The storylines on the old ones, better.
Yes, I agree.
Although the old ones are actually the new one, forget.
Can I, how can you replace Yoda? Excuse me.
Can I say something nasty about the Obama administration now?
Please.
All right. It seems like they're...
Gosh, sorry we got in there and talked. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I talked about Star Wars, Okay, Obama is forcing birth control services on the Catholic infrastructure. That's right. Their Health and Human Services are saying is that Catholic institutions have got to provide birth control and contraceptive information and availability to people. Even though the Catholic Church had sought exemptions from, due to the church's opposition to artificial birth control. And what Health and Human Services have come back and said, too bad. If you are a Catholic church and everybody in there is Catholic and you're working as a priest, you don't have to. But if you're a university, a hospital, or anything else, you are going to be forced. And here's the word. You're going to be forced to give out contraceptive information like that. All right. What's the next step? Does anybody see anything wrong here about freedom of religion and being able to practice religion the way you want to? You're a Catholic institution. Why should you have to be forced?
The government is
getting
involved.
I'm not Catholic. I'm not Catholic. Nor do I want to be Catholic. But it seems to me is when the church is under attack by the government that says you have to do something that goes against what you believe in. This is very much like the don't ask, don't tell, bringing it on to base. How long is it before chaplains are forced to marry gays? Even if it goes against the religion, because if they, even though it says they don't under the Marriage Act, which is under attack, and the Obama administration refuses to defend it in court. How long is it going to be for a chaplain and services? It says you either provide this marriage ceremony or you get out. How soon does that happen? All of this under the Obama administration. The freedom. It's freedom for Obama's buddies.
How long before all the chaplains are replaced with counselors?
Hey, well, you know what? All the doctors are going to be replaced with a physician's assistant because of what they're doing in the health care. You had somebody call in the other day. It's costing me $800 more a year under Obamacare. A guy that's retired. And what do you think this is coming from? Oh, Obamacare. We got to go take a break. We come back. We got a great guest when we come back here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street slips into negative territory as investors focus their attention on Europe's debt negotiations with Greece. They're discussing the terms of a second bailout to prevent a Greek bankruptcy. A general strike in Greece has brought much of that country to a standstill as labor unions protest stricter austerity measures and a cut in the minimum wage. Greek politicians have rejected austerity proposals in order to secure the bailout. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in negative territory, down 55 points. Shares of Coinstar are surging on strong fourth quarter results. The company posted a profit of $1 a share, easily beating analyst expectations. Revenue, meanwhile, jumped 33% from a year ago. Coinstar also announced that its Redbox unit will pay up to $100 million to buy competitor NCR Corp's DVD business assets. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai-Gal poker, Texas Shootout, Pai-Gout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. Indulge and party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater is brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundino's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home. Let our home inspire yours.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 7:34 on this beautiful seventh day of the month. And, oh, you guys are going to have to kick back and listen to this next 30 minutes. You probably want to call in or get on the chat room. Calling in is number 605-4567. That's the hotline to get you in the studio if you have questions for these next two guys. And KCNR1460.com will take you to our website into the chat room, which is moving furiously fast.
I can't keep up with it. I've gotten into FEMA camps and gulags. What, I'm not sure. FEMA camps and gulags. I'm not sure that was the last thing I saw.
Well, you know how we love to embrace brand new businesses here in the North State. Here you go.
We're trying to, we are setting up the, okay.
We have with us a brand new company that is called NorCal Brewing Solutions with Victor Hanip and Jay Webster. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, I'm a little concerned here, gentlemen, Victor and Jay, is that most people come in. They bring, samples of what they have. I see you two coming up carrying coffee when I was expecting at least a six-pack of whatever you're brewing this week. But that's okay. We can, all right, we about finished with the segment.
It's 5 o'clock okay. Somewhere, right?
Yeah, beer. Well, okay, a brewing company.
Yeah, we've heard so much about you guys. Tell us, give us a snapshot of what you are.
Well, first of all, we're not a brand-new company. We've actually been around for 2.5 years. We were in a Parkview location right across the street from the Reading Library, and Jay actually had been there for a year before that. So we partnered up 2.5 years ago and made a go of doing a homebrew market so that people can be making beer and wine at home. And one thing led to another. It kind of took off, and we outgrew our location and ended up moving into the Shasta Center 2 weeks ago.
It's down there where Kubler's is.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think we had Mark LaSalle on, and he was talking about your company. And even though we probably have driven by it a million times, it feels like it's the new splash.
It
like
does.
Maybe you were back there, let's talk about, you have a really big online business. Can you share that with us?
About 50% of our sales are online. We've been growing a custom manufacturing marketplace for about 4 or 5 years, actually, and really just started exploding at about two and a half years ago with Victor's help to really get the website generated so we can actually get the people to our store.
So what do they do when they find you and they go, gee, I want a home brewing kit? Is that, just walk us through what someone can learn from today, not only being aware of your business, but what it is that you do, what makes you unique?
Well, we have, realistically, we own and operate three businesses. We sell home brewing supplies through our own website, which we kind of consider one little business. We also sell on eBay, and we also sell in-store. So our in-store customers would walk into our store and basically say, I've never brewed beer, I've never made wine, help me. And so we would walk them through a very simple process, utilizing our experiences in home brewing and get them brewing beer or wine at home for about half what they can buy it for.
I think that's really wonderful because my dad tried to make beer one time, and I remember that there was a huge explosion, and I don't know what was all the car. I think there was several months later or 7 years later when we moved, there were still dried pieces of something on cardboard boxes in the garage. And so it's really nice to be able to have all the ingredients, correctly, distributed within your environment.
Yeah. Now you're planning on having people come in there and they can get all the ingredients and the recipes to make their own beer.
That's
and
what
their
we
own
do.
Wine.
Right? Yep, that's what we
now, do. But you're also selling beer in there. Is that correct?
Not yet.
Glass?
Not yet.
Or you will
not
be,
yet.
Though.
We will,
right,
yeah.
Open
we
up.
Are installing a small microbrewer, nano brewery, so to speak, on premise.
Now, nano is bigger than micro. No, I mean, there is.
No, it's actually smaller, yeah.
The other way around.
It's the other way around.
Okay, I read the wrong thing here on my cheat sheet.
Oh, you know what? We love it. We've got put your headphones on, guys, because we've got a caller. And Brian, do you have a question for our guest? Good morning, by the way. You're on the line. You're on air. The air live.
I don't have a question because I'm a pretty avid brewer. I actually had a lot of experience in it and bought a lot from Jay there, buddy. Hey, I got to tell you, man, you got a top-notch company there, and we're finally glad you're opening up that nano brewery.
Thanks, Brian.
Right.
So, hey, Brian, when you make your beer, let's talk about that for a second. Because, all three of you, I mean, you guys are the experts, but do a lot of people make their own beer?
Oh, yeah, the Reading market, just our local market, is very explosive, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now, Brian, how long does it take you to make a bottle of beer?
Me, from start to finish, 2 hours, I'd have it in the fermenter tank and ready to go. And then within 1 month, I could be cracking a bottle.
Okay, so you have to let it ferment for a month then.
If you want really good flavor, yes.
What your favorite is and what you brew. Some people brew barley wine, which takes quite a considerable amount of time of aging, just like wine does. So, you know, I like my porters, my dark beers. You usually want to let them sit 90 days.
You know, Brian, you're just a man of many facets. What can I say? I mean, every time you call in here with something, you've got something different that you're doing. What can I
I'm worldly, man.
You're worldly. A true
and you
Renaissance
make your
guy.
Own beer.
Hey, we're going to bring in somebody, you know, like a oil painter, and then Brian's going to call and say, well, you know, I was doing some mosaics here.
I bet you have to shave twice a day, too, huh?
We may want to invite Brian to come brew on our system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear that invitation, Brian?
I'm there, man. Hey, I'll be grinding those grains right next to you, buddy.
Okay.
Right on, Brian.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian. Hey, we got to take a break here. It's our guests are Victor Hennep and Jay Webster, and they're from the NorCal Brewing Solutions. They've been around for a couple of years, but they've taken a big step forward, getting, you know, like an 8,000 square foot building, or I should say
space,
and they're going to be starting their own nano brewery, which is smaller than a microbrewery that I just found out. And but you can get all of your anything you want for brewing your beer and wine right there, and then you can but you can also later on this year when you all open up be able to buy a glass of beer there.
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Talk about what your plans are here for the future. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins, inviting you to join us this Sunday as we continue the countdown of our top 10 audio plays of 2011.
Nobody knows who they are until they are played on our Sunday afternoon program.
The grand prize winner will be revealed on the April 15th show.
So listen in Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Tents Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. February the 7th, 46 degrees out there, a little bit of dampness. Our guests are the gents from NorCal Brewing Solutions, Victor Hanef and Jay Webster. Obviously, when you had your business a couple years, but now you're expanding, which is good. But there's something about NorCal Brewing Solutions that is unique; nobody else does. And what's that?
Well, we're going to be starting a in-house brewery where our customers can go through a rigorous process of giving us their recipes, and we can sit down with them and design or manipulate their recipe around their home brew, and come in and actually brew under close supervision of our master brewer. They will be able to come in and brew with our brewer on our commercial setting, and have their beer actually served on tap.
So we could have Free Fire beer.
Free fire
Bock. Free fire Bock beer.
Yeah,
is that good?
Yeah.
Free fire Bock Bock beer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Victor Hanef, you know, we always know that you're such a online, you know, you're the social media guy, and so you're hearing. No. Jay just said that you came in and helped the whole online process, but you guys have to pay sales tax and all that. All goes, of course, we always talk about how it goes back into the community. Tell those, we also talked about at the break that you have classes for, and I said, how perfect for somebody wants to, their husband who has everything, but what he may not have, and it's maybe always a dream about, beer. I can make my own beer, and here's a chance to go go do it together. So right. Tell us about your classes.
Well, classes will be starting March 20th, and it's a six-week class. Every 2 weeks, our students will be coming back into the classroom to learn the next step in the brewing process. When you brew beer, it's just a series of different steps that will get us through the entire process to actually get it into the bottle. So those steps take a little bit of time throughout the process. So we will have students come in. We'll literally brew a batch of beer on site to walk them through how to open a kit, open their equipment kit.
Sanitization.
Yeah, and actually just get through the process one step at a time.
Is this so things don't explode in your garage like
absolutely
like Linda's dad, like Linda's father?
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only person that has told you stories like that. People, you know, making something, I don't know what it is. The chemicals were off or something.
If you're careful, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like the kind of explosion that, you know, is going to level a building.
Yeah,
you just get a little glass flood.
Yeah.
But our whole business model is really to kind of become the Grand Zellas of homebrew on I-5.
Cool.
And,
cool.
You know, you stop at Grand Zellas for olive tasting. They're known, you know, up and down the state. We want to be known, and we will be known, between San Diego and Seattle, that, you know, if you're a home brewer or a winemaker and you want to stop in and hang with people that are passionate about your hobby, you stop in on off Cypress Avenue in Redding, and you go sample home brews that go head-to-head with the equivalent commercial beer. So as an example, we'll have somebody that comes in and brews an IPA, which is an India Pale Ale, a fairly robust, some people will say bitter beer, and we may have on tap right next to it the Lagunitas IPA. So this gives people a chance to compare and contrast brewing technique against a commercially available, very popular beer, and that's how they're going to also learn how to tweak their technique to be a little bit more commercially streamlined.
And you might actually, if your beer is really good, I mean, I'm talking about an individual, you're offering them a chance for it to be sold.
Correct.
On site.
So you can actually sell the beer that you make on site right here.
You bet. Yeah. We won't be able to sell people kegs or bottles, but that's not what we're about. We're very still, we're concentrating on our roots, and the roots are the home brewer and the hobbyist that, you know, brews at home and drinks at home. So a lot of people have mentioned, well, you know, you're promoting drunk driving, and the exact opposite is the case, because most home brewers don't leave the house when they enjoy their brews and they drink responsibly.
I think, you know, it's kind of like this, is that people that make their own whatever it is have a tendency to be more responsible about whatever it is. I mean, people that load their own ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
They're very responsible for what they do. They may not be responsible in other things, but they take a lot of pride. I think part of it is the pride you take in making something yourself.
Well, a lot of our customers, I mean, or most of our customers in the home hobbyists, you know, you put a lot of passion and enthusiasm into your product, and you know, you don't just sit around guzzling a bunch of beer. I mean, you know, these are people that are sampling and critiquing every single beer that they pour at their house.
Yeah, see, that's, and I agree. You know what? I have no reason not to agree with you on that, because they've taken the time to do this. And if they're looking for, you know, their taste, you know, and it may take you a long time to find that beer that you like.
Absolutely.
You know,
I've been searching for 11 years.
That's what I've been saying. You know, I've been drinking beer for a long time. You said 11 years. I've been drinking beer for 40. And I still haven't found the one that I can just, like, go, oh, yeah, I could drink this all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And so making something like that, you know, finding out how you do it, and then actually making something that I would enjoy having and serving, instead of having, you know, two dozen cans sitting in the bottom of the refrigerator for, it's been a year now.
Yeah, so that's something to take pride in. Our guests are Victor Hennep and Jay Webster. We're talking about, of course, NorCal Brewing Solutions. When we come back, let's talk about membership. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Mike Hubert of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180, because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. February the 7th, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. That we're talking to NorCal Brewing Solutions. Okay, let me drive a stake through a couple of these. View 222 is where the Rivers Restaurant used to be, is going to be the new restaurant. It's not a brewery. Same place up there. The NorCal Brewing Solutions is on Churn Creek Road in the Kubler shopping center there, but the big cross street of Cypress if you were coming in off the freeway.
Right. Okay.
It's in the building where Clyde's Next Generation used to be.
It is, right. Yeah.
Okay, you guys have taken up that upstairs where you're going to have your classes, and downstairs behind where Cool Hand Luke's used to be, right, which is now another restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So those are your...
Everybody's got that here. Okay, and the city has been helpful with you in getting started.
Well, the city's been very helpful.
Yeah. All right. Now, what was the big thing we were talking about?
Membership. Tell us about that next.
Well, we need to come up with $120,000 to finish what we started. The building and everything that we've done so far has been paid for. And we have been approached by investors. We actually are not interested in taking on investors because we don't want to worry about somebody else's money and taking care of them. We would rather make the decisions that are right for the business rather than right for protecting the capital that somebody gave us. So what we're doing instead is actually selling memberships, just like a wine club or a beer club membership. And we've got two levels. $100 basically gets you the in the door with either two wine glasses that are engraved with your name and a membership number, or the VIP part, and that could be a wine glass or a beer glass. The VIP part of this is $1,000, and your benefits basically are, with the VIP glass, you get $1 off every time that you get that glass filled. The basic membership, you get $1 off your first beer or wine each day. In addition to that, there's going to be special VIP events. There's going to be, you'll be able to rent our facilities at half price, take our classes at a half price, various things like that that we're going to promote during the year for people who pay once, and it's not a yearly thing. It's just a one-time thing as a thank you for helping us get this off the ground.
So you're going to give them like special steins, and you just keep them there for the
yep.
VIP guys?
Yeah, we'll have any member will get two engraved pint glasses with your name and your number on it. One will stay at the brewery and winery. One will go home with you.
Okay. Well, that makes sense because,
cool.
That to me makes sense because then
club.
You can just come in and go,
right.
Hey.
That's right. Yeah,
a place where everybody knows you.
Yeah. And then grab your glass off the
all right.
shelf.
Food, are you eventually going to have, poo-poos?
At this point, we want to concentrate on the craft, and there's quite a few restaurants, including Duke's, in the area, and they're very willing to send appetizers and hors d'oeuvres over. But as far as having our own on-site kitchen, we don't have plans for that at this point.
Okay. Well, good. So we're focusing in here on what you're doing. Okay. Give us, again, your hours. What are your operating hours?
Our operating hours right now are 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
All right. And we may just may see here in the near future that we put together a beer.
We would love that. We will teach you. You're going to be a master brewer in no time.
We'll have a Free Fire Radio beer.
A free, yeah.
Free Fire Bot Bock.
Free Fire Bot Bock. I like it. You know what? And then
what's a bock? I know what a bock is. I'm still trying to learn what a bock is, but what's a bock?
A bock is a beer style.
Oh.
What, is that like a fierce beer? Or is that like a very malty, very rich.
Oh. It's a...
It's like a bull bronker.
Yeah, it's a...
It's an old road.
It's breakfast in a glass.
Oh!
For your 7 o'clock show, like you know?
Breakfast in a glass.
Hey, Victor and... Jay Webster, thanks so much for coming here. I hope this isn't the last time.
NorCal Brewing Solutions, 10 to 6. And you got, did you say Sunday? Or
We're closed Sundays.
Okay, so 6 days a week, 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. And that's fabulous, you guys. Congratulations.
And we got to run here. Hey, we come back. Sherry Silk from Advanced Reading. We're going to be talking Convention Center and what's going on there.
Thanks, guys. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Thanks for having us.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Will Mitt Romney gain more momentum or will Rick Santorum reemerge? Republicans in three states vote today. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Denver.
Dave, Rick Santorum's pulling in second place here in Colorado and leading Mitt Romney in Minnesota. Newt Gingrich, who didn't give much love to the state's holding contest today, predicts a good day for Santorum, which he says is bad for Romney.
Because his whole strategy was to somehow have so much money and so much organization that he could drown the rest of us and avoid a long marathon.
Gingrich, who didn't make it onto the ballot for Missouri's primary today, is in Ohio, focusing on next month and Super Tuesday, Dave.
Jessica, whoever wins the nomination, President Obama will be ready for them. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
After months of criticizing super political action committees and the Supreme Court decision that made them possible, the Obama campaign is now embracing them. Obama for America campaign manager Jim Messina telling supporters they are now encouraging donations to these organizations, citing the success Republicans have had. Messina saying the stakes are too important to play by two different sets of rules. The nonpartisan election watchdog group Common Cause calls the decision disappointing. Dave?
Mike, an executive at the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Charity, has resigned days after the organization reversed itself and reinstated cancer screening grants to Planned Parenthood. Karen Handel is a pro-life Republican who doesn't support Planned Parenthood's abortion work. Parents are angry in Los Angeles.
We want justice!
And they're getting big changes at that elementary school where two teachers are accused of sexually abusing kids. All the teachers and all the staff are being replaced. The school is closed today and tomorrow. Giants fans are partying. It is a big crowd along the streets of New York City. The parade for the Super Bowl champions is just about to start following the Giants' win over the Patriots on Sunday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Syria's president is committed to stopping this. At least that's what Russia's foreign minister claims in Syria for talks today. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Sergei Lavrov, given a hero's welcome as he arrived in the Syrian capital earlier, pro-government supporters lining the streets. This man saying his visit would help solve the political problems in Syria. Without foreign intervention. Russia's foreign minister saying Assad is ready for dialogue with the opposition and pledges to stop the violence. This as government forces continue to shell the city of Homs. Activists reporting that at least 15 people killed in violence today across the country, Dave.
Emily, a court in Italy is keeping the captain of the Costa Concordia under house arrest this after the ship hit rocks and capsized. The captain under investigation for suspected manslaughter and abandoning ship. 17 people are confirmed dead in the accident. More details are coming out in Sunday's house explosion in Washington State that killed two young boys and their father. Josh Powell was a person of interest in his wife's disappearance.
The coroner now says Powell took an axe and chopped at the necks of the boys, but that did not kill them. All three died from smoke inhalation. Before setting the deadly blaze, Powell had doused the home with 10 gallons of gasoline, and he sent emails to several people, including his lawyer, cousins, and pastor, saying goodbye, and he was sorry that he could not live without his kids. Powell had just learned a few days earlier he would not regain custody of the boys, ages 7 and 5, until he passed a psychosexual evaluation and a polygraph test. He lost custody last year when police arrested his father on child porn charges. In Seattle, Dan Springer, Fox News Radio.
New report adding to last week's improved jobs news. The Labor Department says there are more help wanted signs. The number of job postings rose in December to a near three-year high. On Wall Street, the Dow up 22. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. It's February the 7th, 8:05 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. As many of you all in the chat room know, good morning, chat pack.
Good morning.
You all are just running wild here, and as usual. And you know what? We are also streaming our video live throughout the world, ladies.
Hello.
That are here. And
good morning.
You're going, in fact, they're seeing your images in right now, Tanzania.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're on their computer right
that's
now.
That's amazing.
And in fact, if you just have to go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio, and there you are. So I know usually we don't say anything, and a couple times we've said that you're streaming live. Your video streaming is a look of horror.
Well, we'd like you to introduce yourselves,
okay.
And we would like to also say welcome to our show and that we're very excited about what's happening, the news that you're about ready to break here for us in KCNR about what's happening with the convention center. We have tickets to give away, but first let's get inside of the general manager who is with it's a brand new face that's coming on, and meaning the convention center is going to be through some major changes here. You're going to talk about what's going on, so introduce yourself.
All right. Thanks for having me again, and we'll introduce Haley in a minute, but my name is Sherry Silk, and I'm the new general manager of the Civic Auditorium, which the name was changed.
Civic Auditorium.
Okay. And we just have some fun stuff happening. We're happy to be there. We've only been in charge there since about mid-January, so we've been working real hard with the crew for the transition, but we're fully in charge now. It's going really great. We've had a couple of large events, and we're excited.
You just had some big ones this weekend, and we want to get to that, but who's your sidekick here?
This is Haley Connor.
She's
a box office manager down there with me.
Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Well, we're gonna get into this real big, but first we have our Wells Fargo advisors talking about our Market Minute, and here's Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half of today's trading, and the markets have improved, and we are now in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 12,874. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1,345, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 5 points at 2,906. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 206 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up a nickel at $20.23, Intel's down 6 cents at $26.65, Microsoft up 14 cents at $30.33, and Apple is up $4 at $467.83. Of local interest, PG&E down a dime at $41.05, AT&T is up 2 cents at $29.99, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 3 cents at $3.89. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil is up $1.24 a barrel at $98.15, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $16.79 an ounce at $17.35.99, while silver is up 21 cents at $33.84.
This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. Thanks, we have our Wells Fargo minute, our advisors hit their market minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back with Advance Reading, Sherry Silk, and Haley Connor.
Yes. We're talking about the new Civic Auditorium and what's happening. You guys want to don't go anywhere.
What happens right when now. You have 3,000 people there, which we just had this past weekend? And where do they come from? We'll be right back.
People keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday as we continue the countdown of our top 10 audio plays of 2011.
Nobody knows who they are until they are played on our Sunday afternoon program.
The grand prize winner will be revealed on the April 15th show.
So listen in Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Dussenhoven, optometrist,
Tents Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning, 8:10. Yes, 10 minutes after the hour, currently 46 degrees downtown. This is the seventh day of February, and we're really excited about this next segment. We've got Sherry Silk and Haley Connor, who are with Advance Reading. Sherry was here some time ago, but now it fully has taken shape. And let's share with our listeners. At one time, you had guaranteed a specific amount of days that were going to still, you were going to honor events that had happened the year before once this new regime has come in. How many dates, what was that reported, and how many are there now as far as events?
Advance Reading is a public benefit nonprofit, and we formed it so that people in the community do not have to rent the facility from a church, because Bethel Church is one of our renters of the building. They're in their Monday through Thursday.
Separate entity, non-religious,
nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
run
by a board, and that was one of the things we had discussed day on the show when all this was coming up, and Charlie Harper and a couple others was how was this going to be run, and that discussion was made, and y'all are the end product of that then.
Right. They people started asking, are you going to censor us because you're a church? Are you going to allow us to have the kind of events we've always had? And are we going to be able to have alcohol, things that they have always been able to have at the Civic Auditorium? And the answer to that is yes, of course. And our contract, as you were asking about with the city, states that we have to have 60 non-church, non-Bethel events at the Civic each year. And so we have been working really hard with all the different community fundraising groups, nonprofits like the Reading Rodeo and the Cool April Nights and all those guys, all the dance companies, Kids Unlimited. So we have now about 125 days on our calendar for 2012 non-church Bethel events. So we are at least double over what our contract is required.
And that's amazing because this is quick. I mean, you booked this stuff quick.
We're tired. No.
What kind of events are you booking? You say you've booked 160, right? Or 120, whatever it is, but it's a lot. So what kind of events are you booking?
Well, the most recent.
Okay, getting close booked. There. You've got the
most recent that we've booked is the Thompson Square concert that's coming up March 30th. A couple days prior to that, we have Five Finger Death Punch.
five-fingered death punch.
Google
okay,
it.
Now what is,
you
what
old
is
people
that?
Out there.
It's what is it?
Screamer band.
It's
a screamer band,
but they're really
bangers.
Popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The five-finger, what was it again?
Five-finger death punch.
Okay. Death punch. You know, I'm not sure, but I hope we get two tickets to give away to that. You know, just so I can say it. Five-finger death punch.
Is that like heavy? Are they heavy metal?
They
sure.
Are.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All
so
right.
This is one of
so
those.
Much
is this one of those? Yeah, one of those church bands that you bring in, right, from the Quakers?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that's interesting. So so these bands as they route, which is really brilliant, by the way, as they're routing through, you know, Oregon and on the way down to Sacramento, this is a perfect stop to have them in Redding.
They're going to have a mosh pit so Bad Bob can jump in there. I mean, he likes to jump off
You're
the stage.
You're scaring Sherry now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give us some other something we maybe missed, some Broadway shows.
So we have we don't have any Broadway shows yet, although we're working with some of the the Civic used to have a contract that they had to bring in so many, you know, there was a promoter that brought in Broadway shows, and we don't have a contract with them, but we are in contact with them.
Great.
And so we are working on that. But we have the beloved shows like the Home and Garden Show will be there, like they've been for years. Cool April Nights.
The Reading Rodeo.
Of course.
Yeah.
We have a fun, it's called Roses and Rust. It's an antique show that'll be...
Oh, really?
Last year
that was highly attended, but it wasn't at the Civic Center.
No, it wasn't.
Now, you have gun shows there, too, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't there a gun show coming up in March?
Yes, we have the Lions Club Gun and Antique Show coming up. Yep. We have a wrestling tournament.
A wrestling mean like pro wrestling?
It's high school. It's a high school tournament.
Oh, okay.
It's a local tournament. They put four mats out on the floor.
You've done that before, I think, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are really beloved community events, and that's how I got involved. I actually did work with Bethel Church for about 10 years, but I just love community and getting involved. So when this came up, I just knew I wanted to do it. So I just jumped over there, and Haley and I went to work over there probably September. So we've been working. You asked, how did we get all these events on the calendar? Because we've been working at it since September.
Mm. Fabulous.
Yeah. Five-fingered death punch.
Yeah, and actually to get those tickets,
you have to go to
their promoters. Yeah. We are not selling them at the Civic. You can get them online.
Ticketmaster.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You have to see, you know, y'all, well, you can get on video and look at our guest here. And Sherry and Haley, and look at Haley's face, and she's the dark-haired one that, you know, when she says five-finger death punch, I just kind of look because it's difficult for me to take this in. Now, just talking about the amount of activities that are coming in, and people, this just this past weekend.
Yeah,
you had 3,000 people at the Civic Auditorium.
Well, we didn't have 3,000. Now you got to get that right
because
that would be over
our
fire code. So.
2,200.
We had
2,600. What's the fire code?
Well, the theater setup is 2,072, and then the overflow room had 300. About 300. Mm-hmm. But what you don't realize, and what you're saying with that 3,000 number, is that Bethel Church live streamed it, so they had about 800 on their Bethel campus, and then they had. I don't know, probably 2,200 or so in our building. And so most of those folks, I think they told me they had about 160 local kids there because this was a youth conference. And all the rest of them were from out of town.
So the city of Reading had 2,700, let's see, approximately visitors this weekend. And where do they stay at?
They stay at everywhere. They stay in all the hotels, and they're buying their gas in Reading, and they're eating in the restaurants in Reading, and they're shopping in the stores
at Reading.
In
they're
Reading.
Buying their
they're going
their
to the
drinks
mall.
At Reading.
The
they're going.
Yeah, Line they're mall. Everywhere.
So I just want people to put into their heads here is that we had 2,800 people just come in this weekend for a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
Friday night and all day Saturday.
Okay.
And also, let's again share before we take our break that February 18th is the Veterans Banquet. We'd like to encourage you to join us at the event. And that's going to be at the Civic And, of course, that's going to be...
It's honoring the National Guard, the Reading portion of the National Guard that's getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan for a year. So there's going to be a lunch there, and we want, you know, tickets are $25, but they're also having a drive-through fundraiser so that they can put together funds for the families, so they can get a couple computers, so that they can do their blogging and emailing to their loved ones while they're in Afghanistan. This is the bridge company that's out of here. So they're going to, combat engineers are going to be out in the roads a lot.
And also March 24th is the Turtle Bay auction. I love how you have estimated attendance is 550. So that these are wonderful. This is wonderful. When we come back, we're going to talk about a band that's going to be coming to Reading, and we do have tickets for that. And get ready, because you have to put your thinking caps on. We'll let Sherry give, you know, how about you pose the question?
Well, I just wondered if anyone would call in for some Thompson Square tickets. And do you have a fact about the Civic Auditorium that you could share with us? How old, do you know how old it is or when it was established in Reading? So if that would be great. Someone would call in for the Thompson Square tickets. Giveaway.
When we come
we'll
back,
do that,
we'll play some snippets from some one of their CDs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has five colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition, out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. And they're chatting away, you guys. I'll tell you what, that screen's just a flipping.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof.
Thompson Square.
Thompson Square.
Under the moon was a honey.
honeysuckle.
They're on their way here, and we're going to give away some tickets.
Number one played song in 2011, number one country song.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite Marble. Just give Mike Huber a call if you want to spruce up your house in the bathroom, the kitchen, or outside. Give him a call at 241-7866. Great work. He'll work on your budget. That's Estate Granite and Marble. Call, again, the phone number, 241-7866, 241-STONE. Our guest today, Sherry Silk and Haley Connor. Did I say that right? Haley Connor. And they're from the Advance Reading, who are running the Civic Auditorium now.
Yeah.
They are a non-profit, non-religious arm of Bethel Church. Their whole thing is bringing in acts. And you just heard Thompson
Square.
And then the number one song is "Are You Gonna Kiss Me or What?" And that was all
over
the place.
Are you gonna kiss
place.
Me or not?
Or kiss me or not?
Okay,
oh, I
now
kiss me or what?
Okay, now Bad Bob, put them back on the screen. Have you done that?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, now this is what they look like. Yes. What can we mean?
Yeah.
There you go. Can you see them now? Yes. All right. And Sethamus, did I pronounce that right?
Sethamus.
Sethamus. Yeah.
Prime.
It sounds like a gladiator.
You cannot
like
win this. You cannot win the
tickets. No tickets.
Tickets.
For
you can't
you,
win
Seth.
The tickets
oh,
because
cute.
You're Haley's husband.
Haley's blushing too.
Okay.
It's so cute. I don't
all
think
right.
it takes
we're
much to make
away,
you blush.
Yeah,
though.
We're giving away two tickets. Is that correct?
Two tickets to Thompson Square.
Okay. Now, what do they have to do?
Prerequisite.
Well, I wonder if any of our callers know how old the Civic Auditorium is.
Okay.
More
if you know how old the Civic Auditorium is.
And yep. Specifically, maybe the month.
Well, just
oh, no,
the year.
Just the year.
Year.
Yeah. You get two tickets to one of the top bands that are coming through here.
And yeah. Like Sherry said, probably not going to come through here again, but maybe they will because they are on the rise. You know, that's what happens when, yeah. You know, they just have hit it. They've just skyrocketed and... I'd probably be platinum before you know it. And Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not is a darling. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun. Mesa Productions is bringing them in, working with us.
Okay, so we've got people calling in.
Yeah.
And what they've got to do is figure out is how old the Civic Auditorium is, the year that it was, yeah. It was done. And then you get two tickets to a great band.
Say, hey, Bob, why don't we put them on through live? Oh,
okay. All right, but we're still trying to find out.
Oh, okay. So let's. That was not the answer.
Civic Auditorium.
Okay, when was the Civic Auditorium built? And yep. You get two tickets to
when is the, what are the dates for this concert?
Thompson Square is coming in on March 30th, and you can buy tickets at our box office at the Civic Auditorium, or you can buy them online at ReadingCivic.com.
Now, Tom, if you like country, these guys are, you know, country, pop, country,
yeah,
pop, rock.
Fun.
And I just love that kind of music. It's it would be a great date, great friends. You know, it's just that kind of thing that, you know, I wonder who's with them.
Yeah, Randy Houser's with them and Dustin Lynch. They're coming as well. You could YouTube Thompson Square and watch them sing Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? And they did a spoof on their own song called Are You Gonna Eat That or What? They're just a really fun couple. They're married and just how they banter back and forth. It's just fun. It's a great group. So.
Yeah, they were really high. So just you can get those tickets, but you have to call here, 605-4567. Tell us what
free
year
tickets.
The convention center was
how old is
launched.
The Civic?
Yeah, and yeah, how well the Civic Auditorium is what it's called now, but at one time it was the convention center.
That's
so
right.
That would have been, waiting for you guys to call to tell us when that is. Fun night out, March 30th with two tickets. That's great.
Okay, we're talking about that. We're talking the other groups that you have coming in. Now, are there any restrictions on who can come to the convention center?
No, everyone calls us, and we do all we can. Actually, it's our privilege to just try and help them make their event happen. If it works on our calendar, we will work with them. We've been able to do that with lots of groups. We just had the Sir Optimus Mardi Gras in there.
Can we put them through? Can we patch this fellow through?
Hold on, that's not right, though, huh?
Nope.
Oh, dear.
Okay, 1962 is not right.
Okay, sorry, but that's too early.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah. So we're going to...
Good guessing, though.
We still keep calling. You can call back with another guest, but yep. Gosh, it's the first time we've done that, like patch our callers through.
Okay, it was let's give hints here because I'm completely lost. It was after What year?
After 62, before 2002.
Oh, well, geez.
was it after 70?
Here we go. And I got another call. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. That's got him going now. We've got the smartest chat back in the world. Come on, guys.
I want these tickets. Yeah.
Okay. Take them hot.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Okay,
all
here
right.
We go.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning. You're on live on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Carl. It's Bonnie Sharp.
Hi, Bonnie.
1970.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. 1970. You just won two tickets, Bonnie.
Come on, Bonnie.
That's pretty exciting. And you all should know that it was originally called the Civic Auditorium and then was changed to the Convention Center because that was so more conventions would realize that we had a facility.
Oh, so we're back then to the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Bonnie, you just won two tickets to
Thompson Square.
And it sounds like they're pretty good. You know what? I know that you will have a good time.
It'll be a good show.
Oh, I do too. And shout out to Sherry. She's doing a great job, and I'm watching her back because I'll be there for her, and I told her that.
That is so great, Bonnie. Well, come by the station and get your tickets, and of course, you know, this is just going to be an awesome concert.
Yep. Jim will be really excited.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, okay. Okay, for questions in here, Twitter, I don't follow Twitter that much, but if you can go to our Facebook at Free Fire Radio, Sethmus, you can get a hold of us that way. And we archive all these shows. And you can actually see the video if you go to livestream.com. And, we need to borrow that for a second.
And I'm going to be forwarding the direct link to our webmaster for placement on our page. I think we are well enough into this, and it appears stable enough. We can go ahead and put it on the main page as an option for visitors.
Not only that, we can now announce it to the world, you know, but now we've just been practicing with it. So we'll fix that in a second.
We come back after the break. We've got Haley Connor. Of course, she is the charge of box office. And, of course, Sherry Silk. And we're going to talk more about the Civic Auditorium and plans. I know you guys are doing some changes. You're updating it. We want to hear about that. We're going to take a break. And when we come back after Fox News, KCNR 1460.
Thinks he might have a good day today. Newt Gingrich thinks so, too.
Rick has had a relatively free run. He's been very positive. I think you now have a very interesting three-way race.
Santorum is in second in the polls here in Colorado, but well behind Mitt Romney. But in some polls in Minnesota, he is the one to beat. And in Missouri's non-binding primary today, Gingrich isn't even on the ballot.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in Denver. More help wanted signs out there. Around 3.4 million job openings posted in December. And the most non-government jobs in 3.5 years. In New York City, a parade for the Super Bowl champion New York Giants, then a party at their home stadium in New Jersey. Sunday's game was the most watched television event in American history. Fox News, we report, you decide.
People keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North States. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR.
Carl and DeBott, February the 7th, 8:35 in the morning.
Thompson Square.
Thompson Square.
We just gave tickets away. Congratulations, Bonnie. There were two tickets. And the concert, you can go to the box office and get concert tickets, and that's March 30th. They are like the number one band that's going on right now. We love the fact that they're coming through Reading, and that is absolutely perfect because that's what Advanced Reading is doing now, is to just plug it in.
Come on, and get on our website and our Facebook. We're excited.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, get great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, catch up on all your reading and your conversation. It's man's last stronghold. DC, Tim, and Lon give great haircuts, great prices, and I can't say enough about the ambiance.
So with
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
With us this morning is Sherry Silk and Haley Connor. Haley, we heard that you just got married 8 weeks ago. Congratulations. Best wishes. All that
you.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Before we took the break, we wanted to find out, okay, what are the physical transformations that are going to be happening at the Civic Center? Or, excuse me, Civic Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium. Well, we right away upgraded the sound and projection capabilities. So we put in probably... I don't know, close to $200,000. We bought new seats. They're not the theater seats, so that wouldn't be something you would see right away. But we put big screens up on the side, so when you come in and you have a speaker up front, they're no longer just really far away. They're, you know, you'll be able to project them up on the screen, and new soundboards, and then also big screens in the lobby, so that if you're outside and there's a show going on, crying baby, whatever's happening, you can watch the show out in the lobby. And we hope to this summer upgrade the lobby. We're hoping to do some major changes in there. And, you know, the beloved Cascade Theater, which we all love, is just so beautiful. It's older than the Civic, so they have a different ambiance. But we really, the 70s was a fun time as well. Bonnie Sharp hit it. It was built, you know, 1970. So we're just going to go after that kind of retro fun look. And you'll have to come check us out. So.
There is a lot of fun in the 70s. You go back to our green room. That is NBC Studios in the 70s.
How many events is Bethel having there? I mean, what? Because there are some restrictions because they have it so on different nights. I mean, I don't know if there's, well, right. I guess the word restriction is right since it's booked, so it's restricted in that way. But how many events? So if people are thinking about it here, like, gee, I'd like to do something on a Thursday or a Friday. What are available and what really isn't available?
Well, Bethel School is in there Monday through Thursday, and they have the place from 8 to 8.
Okay.
And then I think we have...
They get out on Thursdays about 3:30, and then... but they're gone all summer.
Okay, when we say all summer, starting when?
Late May is when they're gone.
Late May. So if you wanted to have an event on a Friday, you could start getting ready for it Thursday night.
That's right. You can load in on a Thursday night.
Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So it gives you Friday, Saturday. Now, what about Sundays?
Yeah, Sundays are open as well.
Sundays are open. There's no church going on there?
Nope. It would be a rare occasion like this last Sunday. They did have all the overflow people left over from Jesus Culture did have a Sunday service there, but that's because nothing else was booked. The school runs mid-September through mid-May. They take a couple of weeks. They're gone during the school year that we can book out, which is they all go on a missions trip all over the world, so which is the week that Thompson Square is coming in. And then, so Friday nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're booking it out. I think we're booked, Haley could correct me on this, but every single weekend through June or July, we're booked.
Late June.
Fourth of July is still going on down there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So every weekend through July.
We're booked solid, and then going on from there. Cool April Nights.
Nice. It's going to be tough to bring in that midget oil wrestling game that we saw, I guess, in late May, huh?
No. You're so over the top, Carl.
Okay. All right.
I guess there's a time and a place, but hey.
Well, you know what? They've had that there before,
sure,
though.
They have.
I don't know if it was oil wrestling.
They've had a rodeo wrestling inside, I heard. They've had ice skating. I call the building like the Transformer room building. It's just
really. They had ice skating.
Yes, they did.
Bull riding.
They had Dorothy Hamill. Dorothy came and she was in an escapades kind of show. It was really they did it, but it wasn't real ice. They did something else that was an imitation ice, but they were able to do that.
We have one fun thing coming up also is, and that's in April. Haley, you want to talk about that?
It's April 28th, and they're bringing in the Rat Pack. And that's pretty much a Cabernet-style
dinner show.
Yeah. Without dinner.
Really? Really?
No dinner.
Excellent. Well, this is a different, I know that there's a couple Rat Packs that come through Las Vegas, and this is evidently the one by Sandy, his father's...
Hackett.
Sandy Hackett. Yep. Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack. So you'll have to discuss that further. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are from Advanced Reading, and they are Sherry Silk and Haley Connor, and they do they take care of the Civic Auditorium. They're booking acts, and as we found out, we're booked all the way through July on the weekends. And but you've got open dates as far as the weekends. So you've got open dates during the week, though, starting at the end of May, I would imagine.
Yes, we do.
Okay, after school's out. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 10th at 6 o'clock. Over $7,000 up for grabs. Just a $40 buy-in per couple or $25 for singles. Plus drawings for a chance to win a night at the Hilton Garden Inn. Dinner for two at Elements and $25 free slot play. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play plus prize drawings. For details, log on to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river. A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people. Perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, $4.95 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality Auto Repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 48 degrees downtown. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, this weekend, of course, February 11th, we have Chris Lauer out there. And all of the Valentine's weekends, we've got the 13th, the 14th. They're going to do a wine and chocolate evening. On Sunday, they'll have a double seating with Candice Lavolsi playing on harp. And it'll be a special night. So call 474-5546 for last-minute reservations for Valentine's weekend.
Our guests are Sherry Silk and Haley Connor from Advance Reading with the Civic Auditorium. So we can kind of catch up on the things that have happened so far in the show. As everybody should know, is that Bethel Church has leased the Civic Auditorium and formed a public benefit nonprofit non-religious group to run the Civic Auditorium, which is what Sherry does, and Haley runs the box office. They were under the contract, had to have 60 events a year that was open, and you all have doubled that. And one of your first big groups coming in here is Thompson Square.
Yeah.
And who are, you know, quite well known. We've given away a couple tickets on that. We've talked about all the changes that y'all are doing there with big screens, the sound, new seating, and now looking at, gee, how can we have some really fun with this and making it, since it was built in 1970, to making it retro like that so it looks good there.
Yeah.
And your book on the weekends all the way through July already. Yeah. But you're opened after that. So if people have things they want to do on the weekends,
this is the same. Sure, we have some dates open during the week that they call us about. Just call us down there. Go to our website, readingcivic.com. That's where you can get all our information. Check out our new website. It's going to be fun. We're doing some community highlighting. Just watch for changes. We'll be highlighting a local business. We'll be highlighting different local attractions, because we really are Advanced Reading. Our whole goal really is to take really good care of the Civic, to make it profitable, upgrade it, and then hand it back to the city in better shape than we took it on. So that is our goal, and we're working hard toward that. So
that's really positive.
Is there any groups that you're trying to get specifically to come in here?
Well, let me see. I have personally emailed Tony Bennett and Jim Gaffigan and... Let me see. I think ZZ Top. We're bugging Alan Salino.
Okay,
bring back in
look,
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Last time sold out in one day.
I know. I and think like 4 hours.
When I mentioned ZZ Top, and I'm not going to say who I mentioned it to over when I was taking a tour through Bethel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention who I said. Well, what about? Because this is when the negotiations were going on. I said we're talking about censoring groups and all this. And I said, well, would you bring in ZZ Top? Blank look on this person's face. Blank look. And he kind of like cocked his head at me. And the person with him goes, yeah, guys with the beards. You know, then it kind of clicked in. And
you asked the wrong person. We know who ZZ Top is. I grew up on Leonard
Skinner. Not you guys. It was not you all.
No.
It was somebody else. And I'm not sure. They sold out at $70 a ticket in four hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we could get them. Yeah. You know, so yeah, ZZ Top again.
Yeah.
We like that. I watched him in Sturgis. We watched him in Sturgis.
Yeah.
Play for like 45 minutes to an hour. And as he says, you know, we play the same three chords. We've been playing them for 40 years.
Yeah,
and they're
great.
All love it.
Them.
Yeah.
$70 tickets, and I know people were thinking, oh my gosh, are they going to, 70, people came from everywhere to see ZZ Top.
Some of them look like ZZ Top.
You have some great acts, and thank you so much for, helping to come in and upgrade and just put this energy behind saving something that is really helping our community. And that, again, is the Civic Auditorium, and that's Advance Reading. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank
if
you.
There's any, if people want to get a hold of you, they go to your website.
Yep, readingcivic.com.
Or they can call us at 229-0036.
Oh, great. Our guest, Sherry Silk, Haley Connor, from Advance Reading and the Civic Auditorium. Thank you so much for coming by, and thanks for bringing those tickets. And
if
there's anything we can
Bonnie.
Do to help you all out with that, and because if the Civic is a success, then it helps make Reading a success in the North State. And this is going to be, I think, going to be a good year for everybody. So this is, we've all got to be kind of in this together.
Yep,
so
thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
With Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning on February the 7th. It's 46 degrees out there, a little rain. We're streaming live here on KCNR1460.com. We actually were out on the web, too, but Bob has not turned us on again for our video. Now he has. Yay! And there's nobody there. Oh, okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Coffee specials this month. Chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry, 16 ounces for $3. We're talking about big sales in the humidor with Partagas and also the Macanudo. Go in there and buy some cigars and get some free. And they're also collecting down at Tobacco and Brew old or damaged flags. You don't know what to do with them. Just don't toss them away. Take them down to Tobacco and Brew, and people are doing that. And give them to the people there because they'll make sure they're taken care of in an honorable way for your flag. We welcome everybody on our show, and I think everybody knows that. We've had the Occupy guys here on a couple of different times, Christine Mitchell and others. Anyway, there's going to be an Occupy demonstration at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Anyway, they're going to meet at the Free Thought Central, it's on Bocelli Lane, between 9:15 and 9:30 a.m. I think today. I'm not sure. Anyway, call Mike at 604-2648 for more info. That should be interesting. Let's go up there and tell those loggers. Let's demonstrate against them. And I don't know. You know, I mean, did I just incite a riot right then? I'm not sure.
It's like a few years ago at the Reading Rodeo, there was a gentleman down there who was protesting. And I said, so what are you doing? Well, you're being mean to the horse. I said, I have horses that have brought me their bridle, you know, saying, let's go for a ride. And, they're being indoctrinated. The guy was just so far out there. He said, I suppose if you could get the horse's permission, well, I think when the horse brings you the tack in its mouth, that's a pretty good indicator.
Well, you know, when you talk about rodeos, going, I think that's wrong. My favorite one was when somebody came out and protested about leather. About the killing of animals in front of a bikers conference, and they duct taped him to the tree.
Hey, we want to just tell Sethemus before he leaves.
Yeah,
Sethemus was. I just found out from his beautiful wife that he served in the Marines.
Is that right?
And he was in Camp Fallujah in 2005.
Well, that was right before I was there, Seth.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
hey, Sethemus, give us a call here. Your wife knows where we're at.
Yeah,
and Semper Fi, my friend.
And Sherry Silk has a family that all served in the military, all of them. So I said, well, gosh, you guys, we have a lot to talk about because, you know, we just had Sethemus. We shouted out to him. He's just signing off now, but hopefully he's still listening.
Okay, and somebody says here they want to start a group called Occupy This. Hey, tomorrow's a catch-up day, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are happening in the world. Linda. Sweetheart, you're not going to be here tomorrow.
I am.
Not the next couple of days.
Going to be attending a couple funerals, and I just want to, you know, close with my segment saying that, remember to, as much as you can, live in the moment because, you know, last week it comes in threes. I found out a very good friend of mine who passed away, and I wasn't aware of it because I changed emails. But that was in October, and I didn't find out until, 3 months later, or 2 months later. And then, last week on Tuesday and Wednesday, calls back-to-back of good friends of the family that passed away suddenly. So I'm going to go back to Sacramento and to Tiburon and take my family to these funerals. And then share with you that on a lighter note, I get to go to Palm Springs and perform my floor show in Palm Desert, where actually right outside of Palm Springs, over February 14th. So Seth's calling in now. Great. So we thank you for sharing that. Let me share that with you. Take care of Carl while I'm gone.
I'll be here by myself.
Oh, what am I, chopped liver?
Well, Bad Bob. Bad Bob's always with me. You know, whether I like it or not, he's kind of attached to my hip here. So which means is then I can bring in the guns into the house and clean them. Is that right? No, of course not. That doesn't mean that at all. Oh, we have walking through here is Dr. Doug McConnell. We'll have to be talking to him. We might be able to talk to him soon. This week Chief Paletti is going to be on Thursday, which is going to be a good time. Rob Paletti is our new police chief, as you all know, and has made such a great impact on our community. So it's been a and it's been a pleasure getting to know him. The rest of the week we've got this whole month filled up. Well, tomorrow we also want to talk about what happened at the Board of Supervisors and something about a eminent domain happening at this within the City Council. I haven't heard about that, but we'll be talking about that tomorrow also. Plus, we have a number of other things we're going to be talking about. We're trying to catch up on a lot of things, and we're going to bring in a couple other people. We're going to talk about the things that are changing right here in town that maybe you didn't know about. We're going to be talking about things that are happening at the government, like the Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal has been turned down so that the government cannot charge people, and we talked a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, that which means is that nobody, if you get turned down for that, that since the feds aren't going to do it, means nobody in Medi-Cal will have to pay anything into their medical treatment. Even
Good morning, Casey. We're hot
on the air.
Hello, you're on KCNR. We've got 20 seconds left.
Yeah. Carl, this is Seth.
Seth, Semper Fi.
Hey.
We've got like 20 seconds before we have to leave, but thanks for listening, and thanks for your service. I understand you were in Fallujah in 2005.
Yeah, actually, 2004, we were there for the initial invasion,
uh-huh.
And the two big ones, both in April and in November. Right.
Okay, hey, look, we've got to run, Seth. We want to have you on, though, and we can have you for a lot longer, okay? All right.
That sounds good.
Carl and Linda Bott, just remember,
thanks,
the good
Seth.
Guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.